You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I mean, obviously, the winning regimen they've put up through the last 5 years, really since they've been in the league. Got such a competitive team every year, got such good players here. You know, the living arrangements from talking to Pacioretty and Revo just through the last couple weeks, you know, it seemed like everything was a pretty good fit for my wife and I and our new son. And yeah, the winning aspect of this team really helped in everything as well. And, you know, the great players they have here. So lucky enough, it all worked out. And, you know, this is where we wanted to be.
That's Mitch Marner. Who's Revo? Former Golden Knight that is now with the Leafs because Ryan Reeves. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Pacioretty and Reeves, he's talking about Vegas with his teammates last couple weeks. That's not tampering. Isn't that tampering with your own teammate by telling him? No.
How about a couple of people pointed this out that no one in the press conference with Kelly McCrimmon, the GM of the Golden Knights, even asked him about the tampering allegation. But yet, there was a question asked, I guess, about whether long-term injured reserve players go on the salary cap. So, like, you got much more simplistic-looking press conferences in Vegas, maybe.
Yeah.
But nobody even brought it up with him. The idea that they might have tampered with Mitch Marner, which they almost definitely did. Also, yesterday, I don't know like if anyone was waiting for 12:01 for a bunch of signings. I guess the league had been like waiting to hammer somebody on tampering, so nobody announced any of their signings for 15 minutes because they were afraid the league was going to like kick in their door and like take their draft picks away or something. So there was nothing until I think 12:16 was like the first free agent signing. Even though they definitely were all done by 12:01.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I told you about
it's all stupid.
A roller coaster story I wanted to tell you just because I found this one to be a little bit more interesting than most.
Yes.
So, all right, here's a fun little summer story. Cedar Point. You ever been to Cedar Point?
I have not
been to Cedar Point.
I've been to Cedar Point.
Joe,
top thrill dragster.
Joe Kelly filling in for Josh Schmidt today. You guys been to Cedar Point?
I have not been to Cedar Point, unfortunately, no. Yeah.
Never been either.
Okay, well, whatever.
If you're like 16 roller coasters or something.
What is it, top thrill dragster?
Top thrill dragster, which I've been on. I had a big roller coaster phase. We went to, I think actually just got taken down. Top Thrill Dragster was the second biggest roller coaster in the world. I went on that. And then we went to Six Flags New Jersey because they had the tallest roller coaster in the world.
King De Ka.
And I have a shirt still maybe that says King De Ka on it. Yeah. I don't know. I've been on that too.
So you're someone that will not turn down any roller coaster.
No, I'll go on any of them.
I'm the same way, Joe. I love them. Bulldog also is a massive roller coaster. Guy,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can't imagine a roller coaster I would say no to.
I'm on every roller coaster as well. It started at Darien Lake around here, and it'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. You guys will go on any roller coaster.
Pretty much.
So this is a great test. So Cedar Point has a new coaster called the Siren's Curse.
Okay.
And what happened, I guess, yesterday, let me pull up this, my webpage changed, but I'm going to get it back. What happened yesterday, Siren's Curse is this coaster where you're in the thing, it goes along flat. I'm demonstrating for those of you on YouTube. Picture me holding my arm. My arm is on the window.
His arm is level.
My arm is on the window sill of the car you're driving, truck.
Okay.
And you pull out onto a spot, and then it flips completely downward 90 degrees, twisting from horizontal to vertical. They hold you in that vertical spot. Instead of going over a hill and using that, it is a straight drop into the coaster. So you go up, and the whole thing...
And it holds you there.
Like a drawbridge. Chick.
Oh. Yeah.
Completely vertical. You stay in that position, and then it drops you. So what happened, it's called a tilt roller coaster, is what this kind of coaster is.
Okay.
What happened yesterday was riders were suspended in the vertical position at that point for 10 minutes. It got stuck.
Like while it's facing straight down?
I think so.
Okay.
They were then pulled backwards to safety, and they had to reset the ride and repair it for 30 minutes.
Okay.
And the way that it's written at Yahoo's recap of this story is that it seems like the people that were on it just got right back on and then ripped down that thing after it was fixed for 25 minutes.
They went right back on.
So my question is, there's no coaster you would say no to. Would you say no if you were on it, it broke, and then they're like, oh, all right, we're good to go now?
Yeah.
Or would you want to see a couple of runs first?
I think I'd want to see a couple of runs first. Okay. I mean, it got stuck. Isn't quite it broken, but it's not great.
It's definitely not great.
Any sort of malfunction.
By any means. I would need to see a couple runs at least, a test run.
I think I would go on it that day, though.
Sure. I mean, it's it's cleared. It's open.
Am I sitting on it for the 30 minutes they're repairing it as well? Am I stuck on the roller coaster for like an hour?
Right. Am I still in the car?
Do I get time to stretch out?
They let me off?
I think...
Because if I'm the one guy who's like getting off, like, you got to get me off this ride because they're just going to launch it anyway.
I guess what I'm getting to is my concern is mostly with how comfortable I will still be on the ride physically rather than worried about it breaking.
The riders were stuck for 10 minutes. They had to get off, and it was closed for 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I'm jumping right back on.
Okay.
If you got a 25-minute reprieve, absolutely. I'd go right back on.
I think I'm looking at the giant platform. They might have had to wait on the platform while it was fixed. How else are you getting down?
Even better, I get to watch them do the
reverse you all the way back
to inspect.
Right. Yeah, I mean, unless you're going down like a fire escape or
something. I don't imagine I'd be that like dizzy or anything because I'm not being held upside down or anything. I'm being
held vertical.
Vertical, which
probably got some hip pain.
It maybe, is maybe. That's
it is a 160-foot tall lift.
That's nothing.
That drops.
That's nothing.
So they got stuck right at the top?
Yeah.
It's child's play. 160?
What's King Dakar?
It's like 470 or something, I think. There's a Top Thrill Dragster 2, by the way, as I'm looking up this ride.
Yeah.
There's a sequel.
King Dakar was 456 feet.
456, yeah.
Launched riders 128 miles per hour.
Yeah. Ooh. There you go. 160.
That's awesome.
Man.
I mean, you're a maniac.
Are you someone that goes on all of these rollers? None of them?
No.
Just no appeal?
No.
Is it the ride or is it like the waiting an hour and a half to ride something that's 90 seconds?
I think it's that I just never did. I did a couple as a kid, like not that many, but okay. I never did.
Just not an amusement park guy.
I used to be horrified of them. And then one year when I was younger at Darien Lake, I went with Dad, Bulldog, and we... He was like, you want to go on a roller coaster? I was like, not really. I'm kind of scared of it. Mm-hmm. It's just not my thing. He's like, well, I really want to go on a roller coaster. So either you're going on a roller coaster with me or you're going to watch me go on a roller coaster. All right. I got on. I sat next to him and he laughed.
I was just going to say, like, there's one thing I can definitely predict.
Oh.
It's that he laughs maniacally the entire time.
Like a madman. Exactly. Like the Joker. I will never make him laugh like he laughs on a roller coaster.
Oh, I believe that.
And because he had, like, it was so joyous for him, I, since then, have loved them ever since. It's this weird, like, he transferred this passion for roller coasters to me because he sounded like the Joker on the roller coaster.
I think you guys should look up a nice trip to Cedar Point, maybe. There are 19 roller coasters.
Wow. Look at that.
Wow.
19.
Richard writes in, I was stuck on the Viper at Darien Lake upside down on the second loop.
Woo!
See, that's the roller coaster that changed me right there. The upside down stuff.
Yeah.
That's where I got into it.
Same. That the upside down, I think I would need like an hour to recover just to make sure. Like I'm
got some vertigo.
How long was I held upside down for matters here too. But that's way worse than I think being held vertically down. Way worse.
Upside down would be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the ones where your legs are dangling?
That's the one that actually I am speaking of where Bulldog was laughing like a maniac.
Yeah. Your legs are dangling. Ones always go upside down too.
The one thing that scared me as a giant tall person was I felt like my leg was close to a couple of like posts.
You probably in reality were like 5 feet, 10
exactly.
feet away.
But it's just, least. You know, you're up there and whoa.
It feels like you're
freaky.
Yeah.
And that was definitely scary. I also one time went on the Superman I was in eighth grade, went on the Superman once and then tried to get on it again. And they said, we got to make sure how tall you are. And they went and measured me, and I was like 3 inches too tall to be on the Superman.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
And I was like, I rode this today. What? Nobody did this before I rode this ride today?
Something here is problematic.
I was not pumped when that happened. I got to say, that was scary.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I have to look at my day of the week clock, what day it is.
Well, this is a weird week. I mean, there's only one more work day.
That's right.
After today.
We're back tomorrow and then we're on to the 4th of July. And then I'm off next week.
Yep.
I've started counting how many days until we're at camp. And for me, you know, tomorrow, then 5 days after I'm back from vacation, and then 2 days. And that's it. We're driving to Rochester 3 weeks from today.
Yep, you've got, what, eight shows? So that's eight shows?
Eight shows.
Eight shows until training camp?
Yeah. Not bad.
Yep. Rochester. I hope they stay there. Well, they just signed a long-term deal, didn't they, with St. John Fisher?
They have not signed a long-term deal. There's a report
that they...
They're looking to a long-term deal, but
that's right.
That's not completed just yet. I think it was Sal Mariana who had that.
But good, because it's always been like... Like, will they year-to-year? They're always doing year-to-year deals. If there's a new stadium, will they stay here? But, yeah, it sounds like maybe they want to stay there for as long as they can.
Yeah. So, on Bo Byram, back to this, I tweeted this out, and it's funny. Like, I'd like to get someone to have a better idea than this. And I'm sure there is a better idea. But I am slowly and predictably coming around to the idea that getting a potential bad team to offer sheet Byram is the best thing that could happen.
Because you want the draft pick.
Because an unprotected first for a potential bad team. And this is where the only thing I would... The pushback, of course, is you're not getting better this year. Okay.
You're not getting anything this year.
That's okay. That's... I had one person say, like, I want the team to win now and you want to tank. I'm not saying tank. I'm asking, what's the best I could get back for Byram? You could do your best win now return, and maybe that's an offensive forward. Okay, go for that. Sure. If you can make that happen, then great. But if Kevin Adams is really, really struggling to get a deal because no movement clause here and no movement clause there, and we're not going to part ways with that guy, what's a better idea than, hey, they signed an offer sheet. It was too good to turn down. It's a first, a second, and a third because they gave him 7.5. If you're Adams, that's a spot where you're not tanking. You can still try to pursue another defenseman. You could try to pursue somebody. They're not going to trade him for a defenseman. Your defense score might already be set if you're going to trade him. All right, I got to find a forward. You can go pay for a forward here or there. You can trade for one if you can with a second or third round pick. You don't have to limit it to a team that's taking Byram.
Right.
You're more open to, I got to find a forward. Who will give me a forward? Here's Noah Oostlund and a second. Something like that. I don't know. Like, it just feels like the Byram idea, we are talking about five teams. And if Byram gets offer sheeted and he is gone, we're not going to match that offer sheet. You know, we wish Bo the best. We take a first, second, and a third. Privately, all right, baby, let's watch that team hopefully fall into the earth and get an unprotected first-round pick. And then we can still try to attack win now and say, we didn't get good value. He signed that, and that was better value than we got anywhere else. And I can come out of the offseason. This is a little bit like, not exactly like the Rams just traded down in the first round and got an extra first next year. Right?
Right. Yeah. With the Falcons, right?
With the Falcons.
Yeah.
And they're trying to win now and added a future first.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills, when they did the Trey White trade, traded down, got a future first and won now.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean they have to tank. If they are bad, then that happens. But if the return on Byram is not going to be good enough, I think there are a lot worse ideas than an unprotected first from a team that you think has a shot to be bad.
Even though it is going to be probably just a couple of percentage points, right? To pick number one, at least.
Right. It might be 5%. Or it might be, again, like you're taking your chances that this team won't be good. This Calgary or
like I guess
Pittsburgh.
My question would be, or maybe there is no limit here. How far down does that team have to finish to feel like it was worth doing? If they are sixth from the bottom and you get an extra 7.5% chance, does that feel worth it?
I mean, would you trade Bo Byram for next year's sixth pick?
See, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think I probably wouldn't.
But the tough part of this is you don't know the other deals.
Yeah, that's right.
How many teams are making offers? Is it two?
Like real, like tangible offers? Let's say many teams are offering me picks. How many teams? Maybe it's two teams are offering me something on my roster, and then everybody else just wants to give me picks.
All right, here it is. Byram for two players and a third round pick. No matter who the players are, can that possibly be good? We're talking about lots of these one-for-two trades. I was hoping this Sabres offseason would include a two go out and one comes in. That the best player in a trade comes this way.
Right.
In the Paterka trade, that did not happen. Right?
No.
That did not happen.
No, it did not.
In the Byram trade, do you think it's likely to happen that the best player comes back this way? Now that the number 9 pick is already spent, and now that Paterka has already been dealt, what are the chances the best piece comes back this way in the Byram deal?
I would imagine they're low. I would imagine that it's much more likely that he's the best player in the deal. Is it 20% chance maybe that he would be packaged with something and you'd be getting a better player? I mean, they might have tried to do that with Paterka.
Yeah.
Right? Like, whether it was Dobson or Kyrou or someone else, I don't know. Maybe they were trying to do a Paterka with somebody. And if a team wants Paterka, why are they doing that? If a team wants Bo Byram, are they viewing him as a finishing piece? Why are they going to give you the best player in a deal? Byram is the one that is on the trade market. So if you could find a guy that also is being shopped around, then maybe that's how you get a one-for-one deal. But, right, like, I've punted on the idea in my own mind that they're going to get Jason Robertson or Elias Pettersson by trading Bo Byram and then something else with it. I mean, what would that something else even be right now? Zach Benson? What is that even? That should get you a good forward in theory if this was a video game, but I don't know who the team is right now that is giving you their first line left winger for Bo Byram and Zach Benson. I don't know who that team is. Maybe it is out there.
Can I give you one more scenario? You can tell me which one is a better idea. All right, you want to win now, right? If you're upset by the idea of he gets offer sheeted, you get an unprotected first. Again, unprotected firsts are rare. It doesn't happen. The Leafs make a trade. They protect their first. It's like you have 100 points. What are you worried about here?
Yeah.
So here's your next idea, Kevin Adams. Offer your first next year, unprotected.
Offer your first?
Offer your first, unprotected. How many teams would look at that and say, well.
I think you would.
I might have. Did you tell me the Buffalo Sabres are offering me an unprotected first?
I'm imagining.
I am at the table. Am I not?
You are. You are. I think you have every team in the league offering you something.
So, want to do it? Want to offer that first unprotected?
I do not want to.
Why not?
I do not want to.
You're telling
that.
Me that this, a 7% added chance at winning the lottery is not enough, but if the Sabres make a move, keep Byram, get better now,
yep.
trade an unprotected first, what are they going to do? Miss the playoffs by a couple points? You're worried about a 1%?
It's got to be a pretty darn good player for me to be willing to do that. I guess it's just not having confidence in them.
Right, I know.
It's not having confidence in them and feeling like it's perfectly believable that they're going to be a team this year that has like 73 points. And I think that's more believable than almost any if you could find me, if San Jose wants to give me their first round pick next year for Bo Byram, I mean, I'll give them other stuff. what else do you want with Byram to get San Jose's first round pick?
But nobody that he ever flirts with being bad ever gives it up unprotected.
No, that's perfectly.
That's where the offer sheet that you can't protect it.
See, so, like a good team to target here would be like how good does Boston really think they're going to be?
Better than the Sabres.
I think they think that, and maybe they would be better than the Sabres. I don't think they're going to be very good though. I think their team is still pretty tough looking and. That would be a team where I would say they've got a certain arrogance about them that they have earned because they've been great for a long time. But I'm going to capitalize on that arrogance because their first line center right now is Casey Mittelstadt, and I'm going to cash in on that and say you're not going to be as good as you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a team I'd want to target.
Unless they know they're not going to be good.
Fraser Minton is their second line center.
Who?
Oh, wait, sorry, no, Elias Lindholm. I
have the whole conversation with you guys thought about Boston for this, because I think they're going to be bad. Like, bad, bad.
I just don't think their players are good.
I don't think they have anybody. Like, the deal they made yesterday for...
Victor Arvidsson?
Arvidsson and the Tanner Jeannot deal.
Yeah, they're just taking other teams' scraps.
What are they doing with that? I think that would be a really solid team to target, because I think, exactly like you said, they're arrogant enough to think, we'll be good, we'll figure it out.
I think, I'm not telling you Boston's going to be good, but Boston did a very predictable thing that we all in our hater heart and our sad woe is me heart knew was going to happen. They got bad for 3 months and picked ahead of the Sabres. That's it.
Yep.
They got bad for 3 months. You know what the record was in February, March, and April?
It was good, right?
No, the Boston.
Oh, February, March, at the end of the season. Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
In the last 3 months of the season, the Bruins won 8 games.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They were that bad, though. They were in a playoff spot midway through the season, uh-huh. And everybody was looking at all their numbers like, this team is terrible. Like, they are going to fall apart. Maybe no one thought they'd be that bad. But
just to be clear, the last 3 months of the season, they won 8 games and finished 3 points behind the Sabres.
And to counterpoint like me and Joe here a little
bit. Yeah, that's insane.
McAvoy was out for that whole stretch, too. And that's a big piece for them. So
would you bet the Sabres ahead of the Bruins next year?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores. and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Right now? I feel like if you took the logos and who runs the teams away, and I just stacked up the rosters, I feel like I'd want to say the Sabres. But I think I'd see the Bruins.
I think Swayman, you know, bounce back is enough of a factor.
That's another thing.
Fine.
I'd be more confident they get the goalie. It's confidence in the organization. It's a little bit of, right now on paper, I feel like the Sabres have a better roster than the Bruins do. But if both teams get off to slow starts for the first month or two, who do I trust more to make a move that's going to help them?
If they want to. Would Boston?
Don't I trust Boston's going
to
do that?
You might ask if Boston would want to. I mean, if Boston, if either of these teams has a bad start, that's a great question. Like, I can't even get there.
I mean, the Sabres could fire Adams.
I'm about to ask
if they got off to a really bad start.
Would they even try to save it? What would the Bruins do if they got off to a bad start? What would the Sabres do? What the Bruins might do would be say, all right, another year. Let's lean into it. We're going to sign Eichel. We're going to draft high. We just drafted sixth overall.
Ooh, I wonder about that.
If they have a bad start, do they try and save it?
That's more how they usually are.
Okay. And the Sabres, if they have a bad start, does Kevin Adams try to save it?
No.
He never does.
Never
does. He didn't save a 13-game losing streak. He didn't act.
Right.
If they get off to a bad start, is it going to be...
They're not doing anything.
It's a long season.
Maybe they fire Lindy.
No, I don't know about that.
I don't know what else. I don't know what else it would be. What are they going to do?
But these are conversations.
They're going to make some blockbuster trade in November. Like you said, they've not done anything like that even when... I mean, the 10-game win streak was really the time to do something like that, right after it. But 13-game losing streak, admitting after that they should have done something. But what's that something going to be? They're going to go trade for someone's third liner? Like, it's not going to be enough that moves the meter here. Boston maybe could do something dramatic, and I could believe that they could accomplish that. I'd have more confidence they could. So
Justin writes in, I'm ready for year 7 of Adams telling us the team needs to be tougher to play against and we don't have enough palm trees in Buffalo. The tougher to play against thing, that's something worth keying in on. Like, if you just kind of step back, they were 1 point out of the playoffs and said, now is our time, and their ads flopped.
Yep.
And they said,
right, they're gone now.
I know what needs to happen. Accountability and tougher to play against. They hired a coach. Accountability, okay.
Yep.
The tougher to play against line, that fourth line they brought in, two-thirds of it's gone after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying they need to be tougher to play against again.
Right.
Like, it's the third offseason since being 1 point out of the playoffs. And if you read anybody, I just read Matt Larkin Daily Faceoff. He talks about them like they're a hopeless franchise. They were 1 point out of the playoffs 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bold moves at that point might have made a difference. Instead, it was what? Connor Clifton and
Eric Johnson.
Anyway, offer your first. Would they have even considered offering next year's unprotected first at any point in this offseason? Any trade along the way? Paterka, and an unprotected first. Would they have ever considered it?
I don't think they would have, because I think
it's probably the most valuable thing to have.
What are GMs in? Why do you never get top 10 trades in the NHL? First and second overall picks, even when the positional stuff makes sense, teams never trade? Because NHL GMs, maybe more than any other GMs in sports, they just don't want to get embarrassed, right? They just don't want to look like fools. And what would make you look like a fool more than any? You would be remembered in the sport forever, not just here, but everywhere, if you were the GM in Buffalo with a 14-year playoff drought that traded the pick that ended up being like the superstar center number one.
Well, I just got to ask you.
I think every GM would be that thinks that that's in the realm of possibility. They could be that bad. Would be so afraid of that circumstance, that outcome, that they would not even, they wouldn't even discuss trading that pick.
But this is a great example of fearing risk more than actually valuing reward. When you say 1% chance or whatever, what would the chance be? You
can only go up 3%. 3% is the lowest you can have about while being in the lottery.
You can only go up 10 spots.
Right.
So if you finish 12, 13, 14, 15,
right,
it's done. You're not going to lose Gavin McKenna on that pick.
Right.
So a 3% chance. Oh, I could never.
Right, it's not even make the playoffs. It's be close to the playoffs, basically.
You just have to be close.
Yeah, be close.
I could never part with a 3% chance. And then if I offer you the Byram scenario, all right, a bad team offers you, offer sheets him, and where you project him the standings is a 9% increase. Would you take that?
The thing is that it would do is it would force the desperation that a lot of us want to see them have, wouldn't it? Like, because if they, imagine they did it. Adams trades their unprotected first for next year, for whatever it is, and the season starts poorly. Like, they're a month in, they're 2 months in, and it's not going well, and they don't have their first-round pick. Isn't the GM running around with his hair on fire looking to make every trade he can to make the team better? Which is how we kind of want them to act. This would kind of force them into acting that way if they don't have a safety net.
803-0550.
Maybe I'm a little more into it than I thought I was.
Listen, if nothing else, I think it's a compelling conversation about the Sabres. And it represents no stone unturned. What can you possibly do?
Right.
803-0550. All right. We're going to break in. You can give us a ring if you want, Jeremy and Joe, on a beautiful Wednesday here on WGR.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. You know, the first actually kind of time I saw it on someone was on my son. So me and my wife in our hotel room put it on him, and you know, it was just a really special moment. It's a jersey that I wore with the London Knights for the 3 years there and had great success with it and really enjoyed the number. And my dad was a big Dougie Gilmore fan growing up, and then I luckily enough, you know, got to watch some great highlight clips of him, and you know, he was a little guy at the time and was just a little buzzsaw out there that really kind of annoyed people out there. And from that moment on, I wanted to wear 93.
Mitch Marner on his number 93, which he wore with the London Knights. Now he's with the Vegas Golden Knights.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Wednesday.
Saw him play for the London Knights.
You did? I never saw
one of the McDavid Erie games we went to. We used to try to pick the most interesting opponent. I think London... I don't think we picked it because of him, though. I think Zadorov was there, and the Sabres had drafted him.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, the Sabres picked him, and they've got a couple guys who will be first-round picks. So I think Zadorov, Marner, maybe Max Domi is on that team, too. There were a couple guys that have made the league.
So Gavin McKenna plays for Medicine Hat, but he's going to go to Michigan State.
Yes, I knew he was going to play college hockey. I didn't know it was Michigan State, but...
I mean, they hosted him for a visit. Penn State, Michigan State.
Okay. Good, I'll be on TV more.
Yeah.
Are we going to be doing the thing if they're really bad to start the year? Could it get to that point?
Listen, that's
why... I think
why
it could. There's not two guys this year, though, so...
It's said to be a whatever. I'm not going to do it. I'm not.
Yeah, you were about to. You were just rolling. You were ready to go.
July 2nd.
July 2nd.
Not going to do it.
There's nothing else going on.
Not going to do it. Let's talk about
what's more likely. They win the I can't guarantee you they're going to be last. And you would also say their playoff odds are higher than 20% right now.
Ooh, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Not much higher. If they're higher, they're not much higher. They missed by a lot. And they got hot at the end. And they got hot at the end because James Reimer stole games.
Right.
I mean, they were not really a better team down the stretch. They were. They got hot at the end to get a respectable 79.
That's right. It's just odd. It would be odd to see them make it the way they're planning to, right? Like, the way they've gotten close Well, they only got close to one time. But the thing they were good at last year and the thing that they got close to making it with a couple years ago was scoring and offense. They've shown this commitment to being better defensively and being harder to play against, but have we ever really seen any evidence of it? Like, they could be better at it this year, but are they going to be so good at all that's going to get them to the playoffs? That's two different things. It's one thing to just be better in your own end, be more responsible, and be tougher to play against. It's one thing to be better at all that. It's another thing to be, like, the best team in the league at it. Because if that's your blueprint to making it, you better be unbelievable at that kind of stuff. You better be the Islanders, right?
Yeah.
And they don't even make it every year doing that.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2552 to join us.
The Sabres are minus 400 to miss the playoffs, so your 20% might be about right.
Okay. I
think it's about 20%. Maybe they'll sign Ehlers.
You ready for Gavin McKenna to go to Pittsburgh? They'll just fix
no.
it.
Fix it. Why? No, I don't want that. Terrible. That might be worse than Boston. It might not be worse than Boston.
We've got to stop. I have to stop talking about
you brought him up
next year's NHL draft.
Well, Pittsburgh's doing weird things, right? Like, because they're keeping Crosby, and they're going to let Malkin walk, and they're trading veterans for young players. Like, I don't really know what their plan of attack here is. Maybe Dubas wants to go to the bottom, but he also isn't allowed to trade Crosby because that's probably above him, isn't it? It's probably an ownership decision. So is he doing both? I'm keeping Crosby, but I'm also trying to rebuild here.
Yeah.
That's why they just trade Crosby, which there were rumors about over the weekend.
Where would he go?
Edmonton.
Edmonton.
With McDavid. Two teams that always get mentioned whenever there's any rumor is Colorado, because he's great friends with Nathan MacKinnon and they're ready to win right now. Like, that'd be a place to go win another cup. And then the other place is Montreal, just because it's closest to home for him. And they're also on the way up, you could argue. So those are the two teams that I always see for him.
Fair enough. 803-0550. So what else? Rashad Bateman said he was almost traded to the Cowboys.
Okay. Before he signed his extension?
Yeah. Bateman, a report in May said the Cowboys looked into trading for Rashad Bateman, and he confirmed that. He's thankful that he worked things out with the GM, Eric DaCosta.
Okay.
So that's a little something that came out. Lamar said he wants to be more of a vocal leader this year. I'm at ProFootballTalk.com, just like cruising through some NFL headlines.
I think I had this interaction earlier on Twitter. Marcus Mosher, we've had on the show. Locked On Cowboys. He covers a bunch of stuff. Locked On Dynasty Fantasy Football, 33rd team. He tweeted out a question an hour ago. Would the Bills be favorites in the AFC if they had taken Xavier Worthy over Keon Coleman?
It's a strange question to ask.
Do you know part of why it's a strange question to ask? And he didn't know this. I tweeted back at him, and now he realized. The Bills are right now the favorites in the AFC.
Yeah.
By the betting odds, at least. They are favored over Baltimore and over Kansas City.
Perhaps the better question is, would they be... whatever. We don't have to... they're already favorites.
They're already favorites. Yeah. Right. So... That's where the question kind of dies immediately. But, like, he was surprised by that. I wonder how many people would know right now that they are the favorites. They are the Super Bowl favorites and the AFC favorites right now.
Favored in every game.
And they're favored in every game. Like, they are as favored as it gets. It really is basically the same as it was 3 years ago, whatever year it is they signed Vaughn. They signed Vaughn, and they are... They're the consensus pick. Maybe they won't be the consensus pick. If you turn on NFL Network or ESPN in a month and they're doing Super Bowl picks, maybe they're not all taking the Bills like they were 3 years ago. But they are the favorites. Everywhere.
One small note that every day it remains true is kind of stunning. Amari Cooper, Rasul Douglas, Von Miller.
Nothing.
It's kind of amazing.
It is a little It is a little crazy.
If you want to tell me the Bills are going to be a better team than last year, that's one of the first things you can say where I would be like, yeah. I mean, I think they'll be just as good as they were last year. They should be favorites. A lot of the noise about receivers, about an argument that is actually not being had about a number one, they got better at receiver.
Right.
And one of the guys that left that we thought was their last minute true number one, okay, isn't on a team.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Could their pass rush be better? Vaughn's not on a team.
Right.
Could Max Harrison be better? Douglas is not on a team. The three spots you might want to improve the most at the end of the season, the guys that left are unemployed. And it's kind of every couple days I just arrive at, none of those guys has a job. 3 weeks till camp. They got to wait for somebody to get hurt.
Could it all be the same reason? Are they all
asking for more than they deserve? I don't know. Elijah Moore signed for $5 million with some whatever bonuses include, get it up to $5 million. What does Cooper think he's going to get?
I know. That's a 12? Good question, because what did he – how that year went for him. I mean, he was coming off of a – at 29 years old, not ancient, but at 29 years old, he's coming off a 72-catch, 1,200-yard season with five touchdowns. Isn't he thinking, I just got to have a decent year, and I'm getting paid. I'm getting another bit. I'm getting a big contract in a year. I mean, how when they traded for him, I remember talking about him as though, like, man, if they re-sign him, they could re-sign him for what number would we have thrown out there? $20 million? $25 million? I remember wondering about the franchise tag.
Yeah, I mean,
And obviously, it never got close to that level of play where you could have thought, oh, they should use the franchise tag on Amari Cooper. But that's where my expectation was for him is, they got a guy who should get $20 to $30 million at wide.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Receiver. And if it's not from the Bills, it'll be from somebody. And his year was that bad, I guess, that everybody just thinks he's cooked? Because if he hit the open market a year ago, what does he get? Does he get $25 million?
I bet he gets 20, 19, 20. He's just the age would probably keep it low.
So maybe he is stubborn about that and saying, I'm not, he's probably not asking for 20, but is he asking for, what did Beckham get from Baltimore when he went there a couple years ago?
I thought he got 15.
15.
Yeah.
But he that was late. No, there was no market for him. Nobody wanted to sign him, and eventually he found one team that would give him 15.
Yeah, you're right. It's one of the things we kind of make this point about the Bills and receivers. Wide receivers, there's not a lot of middle-class players. Right. It's guys that make 20-plus and then young guys. And the Bills have some middle-class guys. Shakir is decent money, but not crazy. And, I mean, Palmer and Samuel are both middle-class contracts. There just aren't a lot of those in the NFL. So Palmer might even – or not Palmer, sorry. Cooper might even think, sure, fine, 15. That's a middle-class NFL receiver contract.
Right.
And teams think, like, what?
That's not – you're
not worth that. Why wouldn't I just get a guy for cheap? You're not good enough to go big, and I got young guys for cheap. There was a bunch of receivers in this draft that went deep. The depth in the draft is supposed to be good. So,
and
man, go ahead.
I was going to say, the thing about Beckham that happened for him was Lamar signed, and that was a Lamar move. He wanted them to sign Beckham.
Yeah.
And Cooper might need that. Cooper might need some quarterback out there to tell his team, go get me Amari Cooper. And what does he want? He wants $14 million? Go give him $14
million.
And
you know who would get that done if he wanted it done would be Josh Allen, and it did not get done.
That's right.
They went for Josh Palmer instead. Right? If Allen wants Cooper, he's here.
Right, and he's not. Yeah.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Extendo Sports and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
Sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, wrapping things up here on a Wednesday. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. See if anything in my notes that I didn't get to that I meant to get to today. No.
Nothing?
No. Well, I keep a lot of my stuff. I use Twitter likes often.
That's like your bookmark folder.
Like you
almost.
Should use bookmarks. I'll just click a like and be like, yeah. All right, I'll go and I'll check that later and see what I can find.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thought I had. This is a great finishing topic that we didn't get into and really kind of won't. We danced around it earlier. All the do something Darcy tweets had me thinking, would fans rather have Darcy Regier as the GM? I had that thought. Not going to really bring that up, though. That's all.
I mean...
It's in my likes.
I mean, if I... Maybe I'll do this on like the Lockdown Sabres account. If I put a poll up right now, pick your GM. You got to pick one of the four to go to war with. Pick your GM. Darcy, Murray, Botterill, Adams. Who would people pick?
At the bottom?
No, like...
Who's the...
You gotta pick one. Who are you picking? Darcy, Murray, Botterill, or Adams? Who would people side with? Who's got the highest approval rating of the four right now?
Murray?
You think it's Murray?
It's Murray or Darcy.
It's because Murray at least made trades that made you feel something. Right? At the start, at least.
Yeah. I mean, he had a bold plan and he executed it. Darcy was always working with constraints.
Blue line just stunk.
Constraints and came through. Botterill was the worst. I mean, Botterill's, you know.
Yep. Nope.
Anyway.
And yet he's the one that got a second crack at it. How about that?
Yeah.
His family's in hockey. I mean, that's
right.
Really, that's the reason. His family is in hockey. That's why he's getting a second job.
We're back tomorrow, 6 a.m. bright and early. Have a good day today. Cheers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay.